This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Jake and Amir, two Jews that you can't forget. In 2010, they were big on the internet. And all things considered, their success is more than fair. Now here's one more effort for only positive motivations, they swear.
Segment.
Another podcast.
Segment.
Each app different from the last.
Segment.
It's the Swiss Army Knife of shows.
Now let's
meet your two emphatic hosts.
Segment.
Yeah.
That's becoming its own subculture of the podcast, is what we do during the theme song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, it hasn't yet, but I'm starting to, I want to put that in the ether.
Right. You want more people
ethos.
On the YouTube watching
yeah,
the dancing
like, oh,
or
I was
the scowling.
Curious what sort of bit they would do during the theme.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That sort of incentivizes the YouTube of it all, because you're going to want to watch this episode. Again,
yes.
We're in the same studio, so that's, you know, this is the most exciting version of the video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
None of that Zoom bullshit. Honestly, I have Zoom fatigue.
I have Zoom fatigue.
And
as
I have
well.
Regular seeing you fatigue,
yeah.
too. I think I just have fatigue.
I have long COVID and Zoom fatigue.
And short COVID. Yeah, I have really short, which is current COVID.
Yeah.
And then long COVID, which is COVID
before,
from the last COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been around a while.
I also have medium COVID.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And SARS, believe it or not.
I have long bird flu and short SARS.
And a swine.
Jacket. Boom, ba-doom, ba-doom.
Nice.
Thank you. This is Segments, our new podcast with Jake and Amir. So
did you not know how to read my name?
It like breaks on the end and it threw me.
Oh,
for,
yeah.
How to pronounce your name.
That's true.
I'm saying
good
it
on
right,
Marika.
Jake.
Good art.
Got some new and some old segments today.
That's
some
right.
classics and some
That's
freshies.
Right. Yeah. First being 50 like tweet. So let's get that thing up on the board, because we are going to want max time for this viral tweet.
Can I ask you, we're recording it on Valentine's Day. Is this a Valentine's themed tweet?
You know, in a way it could be.
Interesting.
In a way it could be.
Is it
not
about a small penis? Because that is often where your mind goes
yeah.
with jokes.
It is not about a small penis. Yeah. It's kind of more about wordplay.
Okay.
I'm embarrassed now because I thought of this. I think I
Seven
thought of this like
ago.
Last week or
yeah.
2 weeks ago. And I was like, I think I have a viral, not a viral. I didn't call it viral, folks. I didn't call it viral.
But
I said, I have
be.
A 50 like tweet. I've
okay.
got, we were coming up with segments and I was like walking. I think I was walking the dog. And I was like, oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I was like, all right. Yeah. I can tweet that from Amir's account.
Okay. So I'm giving you my phone.
Well, now I'm nervous that it's been tweeted before.
Now you're building it up.
I know. Okay. I will take Amir's phone. I'm going to attach one of these photos. One
no,
of
wait.
The most recent.
hidden folder, hidden
recently
subfolder.
Deleted. Give me your face.
All right, I'm in. Wow, it's viral.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out the exact right way to, you know, display this.
Yeah.
But I think I've got it. You can punch this up. Okay.
I don't think I'm going to help you lose a bet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
And what are the stakes for this one? It's usually me Venmoing you $50 or the other way around. Are we sticking with that?
Yeah, Venmo. Venmo me cash. 50. For this, 50. Yeah. How about a dollar for every like?
That'd be awesome. Okay, I'll do a dollar for every like, but 100 is the over-under. And if it goes over 100, I'll give you a dollar per like. And if it goes under 100, you give me a dollar per like.
Oh, interesting.
And it's by the end of the episode.
By the end of the episode. So it's really a 100-like tweet.
It's a 100-like tweet, but if you get close enough, then you're actually owed less than 50, or you owe me less than 50.
Mm. Oh, yeah. So if it's it totally bombs,
yeah, then that's really bad. And if it's 2 likes, you'll give me $98. Oh, but the upside is enormous. Like, the most I can give you is 100, and if it goes fucking viral, I'll owe you tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. All right, let's do it.
Really?
I still barely understand.
Okay. So 100 is the over-under. For any like underneath that, you owe me a dollar. And for every like above that, I'll give you a dollar.
Okay. Now you have to tell me, just at the very least, if you've seen this before. Because I'm just not 100%
sure. It's
ASCII
porn. I can see from here. You drew a dick using
I just think it's going to get a lot of engagement.
The tweet is.
Do you like it?
It's pretty good. Fuck, marry, kill. Murder, marriage, and sex. Casey loves it.
I love it.
Okay.
I think it'll get a lot of people being like, fuck, marriage, kill, sex, and marry, murder.
Right.
Like, they'll want to play.
Right. They'll play, but you don't know if they're going to like it.
Yeah, but playing is honestly good for engagement, and it shows it to more people.
Right. Okay.
So I think 100 is a pretty solid line for this.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Fuck, marry, kill, murder, marriage, and
well,
sex.
Well, tweet it already. Tweet it already. You're delaying.
Well, hold
delay
on.
A game. Tio.
Do you want this?
Hold on.
Yeah, because fuck, marry, kill is capitalized. Murder is capitalized, but marriage and sex is not.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Don't tweet it yet. Time out. Don't.
So not delay game.
Fuck, marry, and kill should be capitalized, right?
Fuck, marry, kill, yeah. But then maybe the next three should not.
Yeah. Okay. So you have a little bit of a dog in this fight. I mean, this is going on your Twitter.
Of course.
So.
Okay, I'm posting.
Right.
So, Casey, let's get it on the board.
All right.
Oh, my God.
It's viral.
It already has 5 seconds.
It has a virus.
Yeah, I don't see it going anywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't you just give me $98 now?
It's dying on the vine. Actually, my last tweet was pretty viral. It has 245 likes.
Really? What was that one?
It was a picture of Taylor Swift and Joe Alwyn, and after they broke up after 6 years together. Mm-hmm. This was a year ago. And I retweeted it, and I said, crazy how she spent 6 years with this dude, and nobody has ever heard of him because he plays for the Broncos.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
So that one did pretty well. Topical.
Yeah.
Making fun of sort of the Denver Broncos and the fact that I had not heard of this Joe Alwyn guy.
Right. Yeah. Two for the price of one.
Fuck, marry, kill has 35 views and no engagement yet.
No engagement. Well, those are obviously bots that are looking at it first and foremost. You are followed by lots of bots. You did buy a lot of your followers.
From Azerbaijan, yeah.
Yes.
Turkmenistan.
So I think as the day goes on, because I mean, what time is it in Australia right now?
It's 8 a.m.
See, as Australia comes online, as they're waking up in Melbourne and
this is the ideal time to zeet. Yeah.
Oh, yes. This is X, formerly Twitter.
Yeah. Maybe that's the issue.
Is that possible?
Is there a way to add a poll to this?
Okay. All right.
I actually can't find the tweet.
Interesting.
I go to your Twitter profile and all of the tweets are like not in sequence.
Oh, yeah. That happens on Twitter sometimes. It's pretty bad.
Yes.
Even on my profile, the tweet is not at the top.
No.
It has 2 likes.
We're being shadow banned.
It has 2 likes.
Hold on. It's a DQ. This is Dairy Queen right now.
It has 4 likes.
Okay, let's keep it going. This is fine.
You really can't find it?
Why don't you send it to
under
Casey?
Under your pinned tweet is a tweet from 2020, August 13th, 2020.
Wow. Is that one
so
doing
bizarre.
Well?
Oh, yeah. It's doing really well.
Interesting.
Over 200,000 likes.
Jesus.
Wow.
Which one is that? Imagine if that happened, I'd have to give you a fucking down payment on a house.
Would you honor the bet?
I'd have to. It was binding. I'd have to pay you $40,000 a month for a half a year. Do you realize how much that would ruin me?
It would ruin our friendship. But I would be rich forever. Because the tweet just sell keeps everything. On. Yeah, it just keeps on getting liked.
But it would, I'd have to cap it at the end of the episode. This is bunk.
It's more than bunk.
I'd have to sell parts of my body. I'd have to donate a kidney. I'd have to donate spum.
Yeah, you would be donating blood and spum.
I might have to donate spum anyway.
I might enjoy to do that.
Did you get my Slack message of the tweet?
Yeah, pulling it up.
I can't believe I was shadow banned. As always, follow the money, people. There's a reason why Elon and his musketeers are suppressing.
That's good. Elon and his musketeers.
That's what I post after any tweet that doesn't do well.
As always, follow the money.
Okay. All right, we're waiting to get it on the big board so we can do this weird reverse telethon where I'm actually hoping to God that the numbers don't go up.
Right.
It's nice to have like a big thermometer, a big countdown or big count up in the office. We should have that with how much money we're making as a company.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So like,
well, if we ever do, if HeadGum goes public, then we could have the stock ticker right behind us. That's actually not a bad segment. We just watch the stock ticker and we comment on the market.
That's cool. CNBC style.
Yeah.
Mad Money, Jim Cramer meets Cosmo Cramer.
Now that we have the TV, we should do like a Jake and Amir watch something.
Oh, that's cool.
You know,
cool,
we watch our videos on our Patreon, but we could watch.
Watch it live on the TV.
Yeah, we could watch us watching a Jake and Amir. On Patreon. That's kind of cool.
For the next one, we'll do it. Jake and Amir watch. Jake and Amir watch.
Yeah.
For now, we're just watching, I think, Wag the Dog, which we definitely don't have the rights to. Would you say this is Wag the Dog?
That's definitely Wag the Dog.
What would you give Wag the Dog out of 100?
You know, I've never seen it, but I feel like it's an 82.
It's pretty solid, Oh, we're up. Oh, my God, it has 12 likes. But we were still, at the same time, able to see Wag the Dog.
Thank
so
God.
It's the screen.
It's perfect.
And then next to it, 12 is really good, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah, that's like, that's the best you've done, I think.
No way.
If we were playing a 50, I would be like, it's not going to do well for me.
Oh, interesting.
And the fact that no one's engaged with it yet.
Yeah. So this thing has legs. How does the bet work again?
So
it has to break 50.
No, it has to get to 100. So right now, you owe me $88.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
100 minus how many likes?
Right.
If it was like 112 likes, then I would owe you 12.
That's a terrible bet for me.
You took advantage of me.
I didn't really understand what I agreed.
You led me astray.
I obviously think we should have done.
You.
We should have done 75.
Of course, there was going to be a negotiation.
There wasn't going to be a negotiation.
It was, but you just said, "Fuck it, I'll do the hundo."
Yeah, I did.
Because I said the most I can pay you is 100, or the most you could pay me is 100. The most I could pay you is infinite.
Yeah,
the upside is just
right. But
it's,
like,
it's high risk. High
reward. You also just said you were going to cap it at the end of the episode. So
I'm going to delete the tweet. I'm going to delete the tweet. I'll cap
you
at 12.
We're still sitting at 12. We're sitting ugly at 12.
And the fact that there's no reply, this is a bunk tweet.
Refresh, Casey.
I urge / beg you.
Refresh. Come
on. Oh my God, it's doing well. It has a fucking repost.
Oh my God, I'm so happy.
Holy shit. All right, we got to wrap up this episode. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Oh. We'll be back next week.
It was super just a cool day when I thought of this. You know, it was early February in New York City, stepping off a curb, just walking to work. I said,
slipping.
You know,
I think I hit my head. Click on the quote retweet. Who quote retweeted this?
Casey. You're fucking, had to be Casey.
Your fucking friends.
We're not logged in.
Shit.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, you can't watch it. Oh my God, we're at 18.
Can't see it.
Yeah, I wonder if I can retweet this.
No, don't retweet.
Yeah.
I'm not logged in if it's not doing well. Of course you can't retweet.
I might not be logged into Twitter.
Okay, thank God. We got two replies. Okay, I actually enjoy this one. And the second one is on today's episode of Segments. So people are sniffing it out.
They know.
They know. Oh, God, we're at 20 so far.
Wow. You're fucked, bro.
I don't have the money on me yet, but I can end up paying you
back
in
installments. As soon as I log into X, you're absolutely done.
If this gets 1,000 likes, I'll post a picture of my asshole on Maine. That's what your quote retweet says that.
Oh, man. Password manager, let's see what that is.
We're at 20. It's a solid start. You can't be mad at that.
No, I can't. I can't. And I'm not going to be mad once I log in and give that old RT, okay, that Russian twist.
We'll keep this on in the background, but we got to get to another segment.
Okay.
Handsome. All right, we're back. We're at 2 reposts. I wonder who the second one was.
Jake Hurwitz just king made this tweet.
Good God, that's Jake Hurwitz's music.
Yes.
That'll be a signal boost for sure.
For sure, yeah. For sure.
We usually save that till the third act, but yeah. You didn't
want
to.
Well, I
got
to get to 100 because you fucked me over
you
on this.
You sabotaged me. You really cut me.
You ruined me, man.
Okay.
Off at the knees.
I thought of a new segment.
Yeah.
Called Vertle.
Mm-hmm.
It's Verbal Wordle.
Right.
So the game is the game of Wordle.
Right.
But I'm just going to tell you how you do based on your guesses.
Okay.
This has a 80% chance of working because you'll get confused. You'll ask me to repeat.
I'll get concussed.
I won't remember what I said and when. But let's see if we could do it. I have a word.
Okay.
Now let's hear your first guess.
Well, normally in Wordle, my first guess is train or crane.
Or
brain.
Frame's not brain. Bad either.
But it is you thinking of this. Mm-hmm. So I'll go ahead and guess plate.
Okay.
I got it in one.
Plate.
P-L-A-T-E.
Wait,
plaid. No, plate. Wait. Great.
Great. G-R-E-A-T?
Plate. No, plate.
P-L-A-T-E.
Yeah.
Yellow, gray, gray. Gray, green.
So the P and the E. P, that can go anywhere. And that E, that's right where it is.
It's right where it needs to be.
Okay. So let's move that P over one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You idiot. It's not spade because that A is eliminated.
This is really hard, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting because what ends with an E? Spoke.
Spoke? Locking it in? Because did you repeat any of the letters that were grayed out? Remember that?
Plate. You said the P was
it
yellow?
It was yellow, gray, 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 green.
Gray, 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 green.
Yeah.
So I didn't repeat anything, did I?
I'm asking.
Why is Casey giggling at me?
Because we can't remember more than one word.
Plate. The P is yellow.
Correct.
So I'm moving it over one. Uh-huh. That's fine.
Okay.
L-A-T-E or L-A, yeah.
L-A-T you're not using.
L-A-T I'm not using. That's spoke. And yeah, the E stayed in the exact same spot.
Okay. Spoke, locking it in.
Yes.
Green.
Oh!
Yellow.
Huh?
Green.
Oh my God.
Gray. Green.
So it's S blank. O is green?
Mm-hmm.
And the P was yellow.
The P...
Yeah, the P was yellow.
The second letter was yellow. The fourth letter was gray.
Okay, so we know that the P is before the E.
Uh-huh.
It is S blank O P E.
Yes.
Scope.
Correct.
Yeah.
Or should I say green, 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 green,
green, green, green.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Have it appear.
Do you think that me getting it in three was pretty good?
I do. And I honestly think it's pretty good for me, too.
Yeah, because you
I did,
had to...
Yeah, the heavy lifting,
right.
Really.
Yeah.
Can we get a refresh on the tweet?
Mm-hmm. 35 really likes. Wow.
I mean, the line was
I'm
correct.
Winning all over the place today.
Well, you're down by 65 right now.
Yeah, but I feel like at this point, with the two reposts, the two quotes, two bookmarks, Do you see the bookmarks?
Really see the
people
bookmark.
Want to make this their homepage.
They want to make sure that they come back to this later.
They love it. This is one of those. It's a farcical philosophical quandary.
It's silly. It's a farce
funny.
Noir. Yeah,
you could tell this at a cocktail party.
If you want to get kicked out.
Anytime your friends are saying playing Fuck, Marry, Kill, you say, "Oh, I got one."
Yeah.
And I mean,
oh, there's a typo.
That's on you. I gave it to you to proofread.
Okay, why don't you think of a word? I'll try to play it.
Okay.
Not
resisting,
so easy to think
resisting
of it
the urge to make my word train.
Hard not to think of train.
Okay, let's go.
It's been an hour.
I have
tiger.
Wait, hold on. All right, it's my letters.
Tiger.
Okay. This is really hard.
Yeah.
Tiger. Gray, 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 gray.
Casey, you fucked me. That's actually helpful.
Yeah.
I'd be annoyed if there was a yellow in there.
Right.
Now I just, any word that doesn't have T-I-G-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger's a fun one to start with.
Yeah, it is.
No I or E. So
oh, there's an I and there's an E.
Sorry,
there's
what
two
I
E's. What?
The word was lager. So I'm looking for an O-A word.
Wow, you can't think of a single word.
An O-A word. Pound.
Pound. Pound. Yellow.
Mm.
Yellow.
Oh.
Gray.
Oh.
Yellow.
Oh.
Gray.
So P, O, and N are in it, but not in that place.
That's correct.
P, O, N. Scoop.
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 That's right.
Final answer. Locking in scoop.
No, because N was not it. I have to do N. P O N is in it. Yeah. Spoon.
Correct.
That's it.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Thought I could trick you with a double letter.
Spoon.
Spoon.
Spoon. Spoon. We start spooning. all right, let's get a refresh and a reframe. 41.
How number 41, one of my favorite Dave Matthews songs. Probably my favorite. Come see, I swear by
end
now.
Of segment.
Oh my God.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. You're like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all of these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast,
super simple. It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress. And all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very excited.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content. You download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app
that
finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what you saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month.
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, quasi-legal,
dangerous
subscriptions that Rocket Money found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. Funny. All right, we're back. Yo, we got another repost.
Another repost.
People are signal. Those are, yes. I think you're discounting how many times people reposting helps you.
Yeah.
You should be thinking for the next tweet. Obviously, this one's not going to hit 100. We get that.
Like, it might.
This is dead
it
on
really
the line.
Might. No, it's not.
You want something that people will signal boost for you.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, half the name of the game, but it's tough.
Right. And people want to play fuck, marry, kill, murder, marriage, and sex. People are having a fun time. They're having a ball just looking at this tweet.
Actually, I have a good recommendation, but it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag Galentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Maybe even hashtag belated Galentine's Day. Right. Or happy hashtag belated Galentine's Day.
Yeah, that puts it in some other feeds.
Yeah, it's like, oh, no, that's interesting. That's funny. Mm-hmm. That's silly.
I could retweet it with a hashtag. You know?
You can't because you already quote retweeted.
So I mean,
you already
it.
Reposted.
Can I re-zeed it?
You re-exposted it. All right. Okay, you have a poem.
I have a poem. I've got three poems to read.
Okay. So this is another classic poetry or noetry. I'm 0 for 3. You're 0 for 2?
Yes.
This is your third poem.
Yes, my third poem.
Okay.
And neither of us have ever won this game.
No.
These poems, though, are all by me. So.
Wait, what?
okay.
I can't lose. So where did you find the two quote-unquote real ones?
One sent to me by a friend. Another, I saw it recently on Poems a Day, Poem a Day. Mm-hmm. I think it's from the website poets.org.
Okay.
And loved it. And the other just came to me the same way. Fuck, marry, kill.
Murder, fuck, marry, kill. How do I love you? Let me count the murder. Okay.
All right, so which one do you want to hear first? The one I wrote or the one other
Let's
people wrote?
Let's do yours first.
Okay.
You would love that, wouldn't you?
Do you want to know the titles?
Let's start with the first poem and the first title, but don't give me all three titles all at once.
Okay. The moon rose over the bay. I had a lot of feelings.
This is, you're going right into it. You're going right into it with no feeling at all.
That's the name of the poem.
Okay. What's it called?
The moon rose over the bay. I had a lot of feelings.
That's the title?
That's the title.
Okay. What do you think so far, Casey? Feels kind of involved for a title.
I like it.
I am taken with the hot animal of my skin, grateful to swing my limbs and have them move as I intend, though my knee, though my shoulder, though something is torn or tearing. Today, a dozen squid dead on the harbor beach, one mostly buried. One with skin empty as a shell and hollow feeling. And though the tentacles look soft, I do not touch them. I imagine they were startled to find themselves in the sun. I imagine the tide simply went out without them. I imagine they cannot feel the black flies charting the raised hills of their eyes. I write my name in the sand. Donica Kelly.
Danica Patrick.
I watch 18 seagulls skim the sandbar and lift low in the sky. I pick up a pebble that looks like a green egg. To the ditch lily, I say I am in love. To the jeep parked haphazardly on the narrow street, I am in love. To the roses, white petals rimmed brown. To the yellow-lined pavement, to the house trimmed in gold, I am in love. I shout with the rough calculus of walking. Just let me find my way back. Let me move like a tide come in.
Okay.
Okay. Did you love it?
That one was, I'm 99% sure, not you.
Not you. Yeah. Why?
Because, well, now I'm 100% sure, because you're really defensive about it.
You think I couldn't come up with that?
I thought it was too long and intricate involved and about a woman in love and used certain languages that you would never use.
Mm, I see.
And you were sort of getting choked up about it.
I wasn't getting choked up. It was just long and I was taking a breath.
Okay. But, you know, it's still in play. It's about, like, body stuff, which you, like are always thinking about. Uh-huh. It's the beach, which you like, and,
right,
like, seeing things on Nantucket or whatever.
So. This one is called February.
February made me shiver. Can we get a refresh real quick? Wow.
54. I was doing 55 in a 54. Dull buzz or sharp ache? Longing for belonging.
Yours. What's your third?
Why?
Third one's called wine. No, sorry. Continue. February.
My name is Donica Kelly. Dull buzz or sharp ache. Longing for belonging or longing just for the longing. That nagging feeling, pulling, clawing, tearing, until you're breaking, bursting, yearning. Then you're running, charging like a cow moose protecting its calf. Hooves pounding. Hooves pounding against the frozen earth as it trembles, crumbles. The grizzly stands down, scampers, humbled. Those days when everything is clicking.
This is awful.
When you smile at the stranger, when you think fondly of your neighbor. I wrote the Donica Kelly one.
I swear to fucking God, I have a gun.
The sun shines bright until it shines in your eyes.
Oh my God. I really hope this one isn't you. I want to have to respect you later.
Squinting, turning, then you're burning. Nothing good can last.
Is this a song?
And at last, all that's good comes to nothing. Then you're sitting, next you're lying. Yearning, returning.
Let's hear the third poem.
It's moving. This one is called The Niagara River by Kay Ryan.
A lot of nature, a lot of winter, sort of all stuff you would also hearken to. So it's nice that you're muddying the waters a little bit.
As though the river were a floor, we position our table and chairs upon it, eat and have conversation. As it moves along, we notice, as calmly as though dining room paintings were being replaced, the changing scenes along the shore. We do know this is the Niagara River, but it is hard to remember what that means.
Okay. First one, I'm solidified and eliminating. I'd be shocked if you wrote a really long poem about a woman in love like that.
Donica Kelly.
Yeah.
Yes, that poem is by Donica Kelly.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought having her name in there might trip you up.
Yes, exactly.
Hot but you knew style. That I wasn't that smart.
Yeah, it's just, for whatever reason, like, names that we make up never sound real. They're always just like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I could never come up with Donica Kelly.
Right. I feel like I could.
Yeah, right.
I could come up with
I would
Donica
say something
Kelly.
Like Rachel Summers. I'm like, okay, that's obviously you.
Right, right, right.
Two equally random names.
Anyway, shout out to Donica Kelly. Incredible poem.
Yeah.
It was really
and it
nice.
Was long, too. Yeah. Like, when it's really long, like, gives you ample opportunity to say something that I'm like, oh, that one's definitely you.
Yeah.
And that one just kept going and going and going.
Right.
Never did I ever think it was you.
Did you like that poem?
I thought...
Because it had some calculus. It had 18 seagulls. Yeah. I thought you might like some of the, you know...
Yeah. It didn't really move me, but I appreciated it as good, or at the very least, good enough that I know you didn't write it.
Right. Okay.
The second and third, I'm trying not to get tripped up by the fact that you were sort of crying and laughing reading the second one, which is like... You were either moved by it and nervously giggling or laughing at the fact that you obviously wrote it and then I was figuring it out in real time. And it was called February, which is the month we're in.
That's true.
The third one is Niagara River, which is another thing you like. You like upstate New York chic shit. Like, oh, the river and the brooks and the fields and the forest and whatever.
Yeah.
The third one is sort of a nothing burger. I don't even remember any part of it right now.
Really?
It was like eating dinner on the bed and it's constantly changing. So, but a lot of poems I think are nothing burgers. So like that could have been a real poem.
Right.
Again, I'm thinking about the length of the poems too. Mm-hmm. The third one is a lot shorter than the second, right?
Yes. The third one is a short poem.
The second one also had a lot of the repeating stuff, like the yearning and blurning and herning, like
yeah,
that
it was herning
style.
For sure.
Yeah. So now I'm trying to figure out. Can I ask you to read part of the second one again?
Of course.
The first stanza or two.
No problem. Dull buzz or sharp ache. Longing for belonging or longing just for the longing.
Yeah, like that. Why does this one rhyme in the second one? The third one does not at all. Now read the beginning of the third one.
As though the river were a floor, we position our table and chairs upon it.
That's pretty good. It's much better than longing for belonging or longing for the longing. But you also could have done like a sillier rhymey one to throw me.
Mm.
But I have to choose.
You do.
I'm going to say, oh, wow. As soon as I'm like, you wrote the second one, I'm like, no, he wrote the fucking, the riverbed one that's constantly changing. He loves the Niagara River.
So, but just to be clear, you're trying to figure out which, you know, like what I would do.
Yeah.
You don't like either of these last two poems.
I thought the second one, the first one stood out above and above the rest.
Okay.
These second two are kind of more elementary.
Wow. I wrote the first one. Asshole.
That would be a great reveal. I'll say... You wrote.
You stumped. Let's get a refresh on this tweet.
Let's get a refresh. Under 69. Okay, 66. We're two-thirds of the way there. God. I'm like 51-49 trying to think of any, like, would you do the longing for belonging? Or is that like, no, I'm not going to make it rhyme because that's too obvious, but I'll give him the rhyming one. Also, you wrote the Niagara River one.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Niagara River. It is by K. Ryan.
No!
You loved February.
I laughed at it instantly and said you wrote
only
it.
Only because I was laughing. I said, only because I was laughing.
This one's you.
You were moved by it.
Longing for belonging.
Longing for belonging? Or are you longing just to want something and you don't really know what it is? That's actually really beautiful if you think about it, which you're obviously not.
I second guessed myself. All right, let's read it again. Wow, this is the first victory in poetry or noetry. Casey, did you have any inclination?
Inclination?
Yeah.
As to which one I liked?
As to which one Jake wrote?
I was leaning February.
The same answer. You could say, you know, you could like it and know which one I wrote.
Wow.
Exclusive.
You got me. Okay, let's read it.
February.
Yeah.
By Jake Hurwitz.
Nice.
Actually, you lost. Why don't you read it?
It was long, which is why I was like, maybe that one's not it.
I spent time writing it.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, the only way I'm going to trick Amir is if I like kind of really try to write a poem.
When you said dull buzz or sharp ache, I'm like, this is yours because sharp ache.
Yeah.
You're constantly thinking about aches and pains.
Totally.
Longing for belonging or longing just for the longing.
Wow.
That nagging feeling, pulling, clawing, tearing. Mm. Now that I know it's yours, what was I thinking?
Gorgeous.
Until you're breaking, bursting, yearning, then you're running.
Ooh.
Charging like a cow moose?
This part I looked up.
Yeah. I think you also looked up an animal, the last one, or like what a certain word meant.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, he won't think I would use the word cow moose. That doesn't, it sounds like I like left a word in there by accident.
Right. Exactly. Why yeah. cow moose?
Right. But
protecting its calf.
Yeah. A hooves, cow moose is something that will protect its calf. Anyway, go ahead.
Sorry. Hooves pounding against the frozen earth as it trembles, crumbles. The grizzly stands down, scampers, humbled.
Wow.
This rhymes.
It's kind of a slam poetry.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Those days when everything is clicking, when you smile at the stranger, when you think fondly of your neighbor.
Don't we all know that feeling?
the sun shines bright until it shines in your eyes.
Oh, no.
If you read, that's obviously.
Yeah, that's bad. Yeah. That line's not great. I had to finish it last night because I knew we were going to do the segment.
It shines bright until it shines in your eyes. Yeah, yeah, then it's great. Really yeah. bright. Yeah. Squinting, turning, then you're burning. Nothing good can last. And at last, all that's good comes to nothing.
Whoa, look at that turn. Then it's kind of a fuck, marry, kill, murder, marriage, sex.
It goes down to 12. Then you're sitting next to your lying, yearning, returning. There's a lot of rhymes in here. Was that a specific thing to throw me off, or you just found
No,
yourself?
I was just like, I'm just going to try to write a poem about something. And I was like, I was, you know, that feeling, that nagging feeling,
that awkward feeling when
it's like when I think it's like it happens a lot in New York in the winter where you're just like it's just like wanting and you don't really know what you want, but it's like
yearning, burning, and hurting.
That's the longing just for the longing. Friend.
Yes, but not longing for belonging too.
So I was like, I don't have anything. Like I can't write Niagara River. So I'm just gonna write what I'm feeling, and it was just feeling restless.
Yeah.
So I was like writing for the feeling that I wanted. I wanted that energy of the cow of the cow moose charging, breaking the frozen ground.
Cow moose is a type of moose or kind of cow.
It's a I just. Googled moose that charges.
Got it. And one of them was cow moose.
And yeah, it said cow moose are the ones that charge. And yeah, then I was like, well, it's kind of interesting. You know, it comes full circle because, you know, sometimes things are good, but then they come back. And when they're bad, sometimes they're good. So it was like, yeah, the yearning returning. I think that's a really powerful final image, Casey. Casey?
Yeah.
Casey?
I agree. Yeah.
And you were laughing and sort of tearing up while reading it.
I was not moved. I was really embarrassed. I was laughing because I was shy and I thought it was bad as I was reading it out loud. It's very different when you're looking at it on a text document
yes.
than when you're reading it
yes.
out loud.
Presenting it as a poem to be like, yeah. Do you guys like this?
So then it was pretty bad. I personally, I was moved by Niagara River. I thought it was a great poem.
I thought that one was yours because it was shorter and then it was just about like a river, which you can easily speak to.
Totally.
Body of water.
Yeah.
Did you try to find two poems that sounded like something you could write, or those were just two poems that were sent to you?
No, it was just that I liked that other one and then this one was sent to me. But I was grateful as I read it. I was like, oh, Amir could, like, Niagara, that's where your character is from in Jake and Amir, Niagara
right.
Falls.
Right.
So I was like, he might think that's,
you wrote it.
Yeah. And then the other one where she mentions, like, aches and pains in her body, I was yeah. like, yeah, that's perfect because that's kind of me
right.
and, like, being in love. And I also thought it was, like, a little all over the place, but in a nice way. But, you know, it's, like, about the beach, and then all of a sudden it's, like, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, yeah, Amir could think that I wrote that, too. But, yeah, February is – what is it about February that
it's the current month.
An award-winning poem to you.
Actually, August.
What was your favorite part of February?
Yes, when I instantly said you wrote it. And my least favorite part is when I changed my mind at the end.
And what part of it moved you?
The cow moose. Imagine riding it off into the sunset.
The grizzly stands down.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Let's get a refresh on this tweet. 81.
I mean, that's the best you've done.
Yeah. Let's go to break, and we'll have one more segment.
I don't think so.
Yes, of course we'll have one more segment.
What are we at running time-wise?
We've been rolling for 40 minutes.
That's only 40 minutes. That's pretty short. We tend to do these for at least 45.
Okay, I guess.
Let's do one more segment.
Yeah, one more segment.
We'll have to.
Yeah, we have to.
All right?
Yeah. All right, we're back.
Okay.
One last segment to rule them all / kill enough time for you to get closer to 100. We're at 83.
It's not going to happen. Is it?
I'm just going to Venmo you 11 right now.
I could have made 50 fucking bucks easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
You made
you conned me. You hoodwinked me. You're
shiesty. Wait a
minute.
I just searched your poem. You didn't write February.
I helped.
You changed one word and you called it your own poem.
It's an homage.
All right. You sent me an email from 2008.
Yeah. I had a random idea that I could just search script in a date range on my phone. basically the word script before 2009.
Okay.
And I found one that wasn't produced as a Jake and Amir because this was a promo for our MTV show.
Wow.
Do you remember shooting the promo?
No. This is like to air before our Jake and Amir videos to promote the TV show.
Yeah. Do you remember what it was called? We were like in this Sunday night lineup with like Ridiculousness. Yeah.
Nitro Circus,
Us, and maybe there was another one or maybe it was
one
three.
Last show. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good question. This is good MTV history question.
Yeah.
Back when MTV had more than one television show. Oh, wasn't it the show that is still on TV all the time? Like, oh, Fantasy Factory. That's what it was.
Or, well, was it? It was Ridiculousness and Fantasy Factory?
Maybe it was Robin Big or something.
Right.
It was a lot of Rob Dyrdek content.
Yeah. And Nitro Circus was like a BMX biker or something.
It was like Jackass adjacent,
More like crazy stunts.
Yeah.
And it was called See You Sunday, right?
See You Sunday. Oh, that was the name of the block?
Like, yeah, the block was like...
Yeah.
And we had like a big photo shoot. I remember like every single kind of like set we'd ever been on, even when we were shooting the College Humor Show, was just, we shot it in our office. So
yeah, it was small.
It didn't feel like different than, you know, any of the College Humor sketches we'd been doing. And then we went and we did like the MTV promo with like their crew and their cameras.
It was like a circus themed thing.
Yeah, and it was this giant like soundstage.
I remember being very sick.
Oh yeah, you had a really bad cold.
Yeah,
right?
Or I think I had a flu or something because I remember they were like, "All right, get into this like Evel Knievel thing and sit in this cannon." And I was like so cold and sore.
Yes,
would not fly today.
And I don't know if I don't even like I remember that there was like a photo shoot of it.
Yeah,
and it was for a while. It was like out in front of the Times Square building.
Yeah,
the MTV
was a big
building.
Deal.
Yeah, and apparently we filmed something also. Because they asked us to write like little interstitials for when you were in this canon.
Okay.
So which one do you want to start with? The ones that you wrote?
Oh, I see. So this is while I'm in the canon to be this is to be shot while we're shooting a promo on the other thing?
No, I think they asked us to write this.
Holy smokes. All right, let's read the ones you sent. Got a few.
Okay, well, scroll down to you say thoughts on this. This is yours, I think.
Oh, smokes. Okay. All right, here we go. Amir's in the cannon with a helmet. Jake approaches. Sap.
Hey, what are you doing?
Chilling.
In a cannon.
Yes, specifically chilling in a cannon, yes.
I guess why?
Well, remember how you said we could hang out when pigs fly?
I never said that.
Don't interrupt. Well, I figured maybe pigs can't fly, but I sure as heck can.
You're not going to fly. You're going to die.
Same thing.
Not even close to the same.
They rhyme.
Can you just get out?
Dinner tonight.
Sure.
Cool. Just light this baby and point it towards a decent restaurant, please. Nothing with salads. And that was used to have the greatest debut in MTV history. We were watched by 23 million people that year. I remember the first episode came out and everyone was so worried about the ratings and we had a million people watch and it was like pretty good, a million.
Yeah.
Which is like insanely good now.
Insanely good now.
But then like the next week it was like 800,000, then 600,000, then like 400,000.
It was getting lower and lower.
Yeah.
And Rob Dyrdek is staying the exact same.
Everyone
so the drop off from him to us was growing wider.
Well, it was like Fantasy Factory, skateboarders doing insane shit into a gym foam pit.
Yeah.
Sketch comedy featuring 8 white 23-year-old guys.
Narrative scripted comedy.
Then after that, Nitro Circus. Skateboarders blowing themselves up and the ratings were like huge, small, huge.
They did. They put us in the exact right zone to succeed.
Yeah. And
they gave us all of the tools.
No, yeah.
Can you believe? All right. So then I guess I punched it up. Why don't we go down to the second one? Jake approaches Amir in a cannon.
This is your got a few?
Yeah, I guess I said I got a few.
Okay.
You say,
sup?
Wow, what are you doing?
Check me out. I'm a human burrito.
You're inside a cannon.
Light my tortilla string.
That's the fuse.
Okay.
So you're starting to understand it's a cannon?
Well.
Want some help out?
Yes, but only if we can go get Mexican food together.
Nope.
Double or nothing.
Doesn't quite make sense.
Get me out of the fucking cannon.
Can you believe the same guy that wrote this wrote February? and wrote Fuck, Marry, Kill, Murder, Marriage, and Sex.
You contain multitudes.
It's amazing. All right, there's one more.
Okay.
Jake approaches a mirror in a cannon.
Jealous?
Nope.
That I'm a daredevil?
It didn't matter what you were going to say.
Not a person to live on the edge, are you, Jakey?
So you want to get shot from a cannon? Maybe break your skull? Explode even?
Ha.
Not kidding.
Get me out.
What? Light the fuse?
Yeah, right.
Okay, sure. I'll ignite the cannon.
Ha ha ha. Shut up. Amir rolls out of the cannon and hurts his back. Ha. So that's a backflip or...
You want to go to the hospital?
Yeah.
God damn, these are good.
I feel like I just found the Mona Lisa in an attic.
See you Sunday, everybody.
If we look at like MTV schedule now, it's like 23 hours of Nitro Circus. I feel like they're not replaying the MTV show at all.
Yeah, it'd be really... I wonder if we could watch an episode of our old show.
Somebody sent it to us. Somebody like downloaded them and sent it to us.
Really?
So I think we can watch it.
God, that would be embarrassing. We should do that as a segment. We could watch, I don't know, 5 minutes of it, see how long we could stand it.
Before one of us gongs it to stop.
All right. So that's about it.
Yeah.
Why don't we do the whole sign-off thing?
Yeah.
And then we'll refresh. And see.
All right. Thanks so much for watching. We'll be back next week.
Let's vamp it up a little bit. Because where do people, you know, where are they going to go to our Patreon?
Yeah, patreon.com/JA. We're watching Jake and Amir videos.
You usually do more of like a thing.
I don't think so. It's really less like we're in and out. Appreciate you guys checking us out on YouTube.
Everybody, we just want to say thanks so much.
I'm going to read February again. I got this hurting, yearning, burning feeling inside me.
Oh, man, you love that poem. It's in your head.
Zombie. All right, let's see. You owe me $100 minus. It's going to be like 92. You're going to owe me $8. Final verdict. Drum roll, please. 92.
Nailed it.
Solid. I get a smoothie at Erewhon.
This is so fucked. I shouldn't have taken the deal.
And to think I was going to give you $50. I can't afford that.
That's absurd.
There's no way.
I owe you $8. How about now? 6 reposts.
All right.
5 quotes and 2 people bookmarking it. I love you, bookmarkers.
Next episode is us interviewing those 2 people.
So what did you love about February?
Yeah, I don't know. I must have accidentally clicked it or something. All right. See you guys next week. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.